you know, being in the area for over three decades as a head coach, our next guest knows that extremely well. He's coached the kids that he's dealt with all the time. Does a tremendous job. I can't say enough. You know, well respected. One of the longest tenured head coaches in the state of Florida. We welcome in Coach Jeff Bertani from North Miami Beach. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time on this Monday. I know your schedule's busy. The kids are all, you know, getting out of school. I appreciate you taking some time for us.
Oh, definitely not a problem, man. Thanks for having me.
You know this game as well as anybody, obviously. And you and I talked about it last week when we saw each other at your spring game. You know how tough it's gotten now for anybody. It's tough to build a program because there's always those hawks flying over, you know, and wanting to get what you develop since they were like 8 years old. They want now because they're developed. And I know you at first you kind of let it bother you, but now you know that the kids are going to be with you or with you for a reason. Talk about that, because everybody listens to what you say, especially, you know, because you've been there and done that. You've produced as many NFL kids as anybody, as many college kids. So your success speaks for itself. But these young kids listen to too many other voices.
Yeah, definitely. I think one of the things, like you said, I used to get on my soapbox and preach about it. But now, you know, the way things are, you just kind of got to let it go and you just focus on the kids you have. I mean, we preach to our kids' loyalty. And I think it, you know, is shown by the amount of coaches I have that played for me, as well as the alumni that come back. The other night at our game, we probably had about 35, 40 guys that had played, you know, in my time at NMB on the sidelines with us. So it becomes the family situation that other people talk about or preach to their kids, but it's not the truth. I'm not looking to go replace my sons and my family, but other coaches are trying to replace the players they have in their programs. We're not trying to do that. We're going to develop the ones we have, and through the course of 4 years, you know, we're going to try to make them as good as they can and be as competitive as we can, and that's right. What builds the kind of family that we have.
I mean, at 100%, and you've had really good administrative support since you've been the head coach for years and years. You know, now with Randy Milliken as the principal and somebody who is as athletic oriented as you'll find. Talk about that, because you know as well as I do, and we talk about administration. If you don't have administrative support, you're sunk.
Oh, no question about it. I have been blessed and lucky to have a couple of good principals and just that many. I've only been around actually three, one that hired me and then two since then. So I've been really lucky. And that's part of the reason we've had continuity at North Miami Beach. You know what you're going to get when you walk in the door at NMB. It's not, you're not going to be blindsided or anything. I am who I am, like me or not. That's who I'm going to be no matter how good of a football player you are or how bad of a football player you are. No matter if you're a relative of a kid I've coached, no matter if you're my relative, you're going to get the same type of coaching everybody else is. And I've got an administration that believes in the way we do things. And I think that's why we are kind of different at NMB. And that's the one thing that we tell our kids in our area, that we're going to be like that. And we've had pretty good success, especially once they step foot in the program, of keeping our kids.
Yeah, no doubt. Jeff Bertani joins us, head coach at North Miami Beach. And when you went to high school there, just like when Derek Gibson went to Killian, those were two of the largest schools. That's not the case now. Killian and North Miami Beach, enrollment-wise, are down. Obviously, you know, a lot of the kids in your area may go to different schools, private school type of things. How have you adapted to that? Because I know that, well, even though when you were a big school, you didn't have a lot of kids, but now that you're a smaller school, you right. still don't care. And I understand, and more people have to understand that you carry 60, 70 kids. You're going to have disgruntled kids who are going to be, you know, detrimental on the bench, and they're not going to mm-hmm. be into the game. And I agree with that. I mean, because now you have a manageable group, 30 plus, that you get a chance. They play both ways. A lot of kids, you know, substitute. I watched in your spring game, got a lot of young kids that you're relying on. And that's the family aspect. And a lot of people don't realize that during the summers, even though you can only practice once, you keep the kids together. You know, they let you guys eat lunch together. You have an opportunity to kind of bond with one another, watch film. Talk about that, because that really is the ultimate family.
No question about it. I mean, we make a conscious effort to try to involve the kids in as many things as possible without just it being football. You know, we do a lot of the community service. EJ Biggers runs a camp every year that we get involved in. We just do a lot of different things to let them know that we want to be a great football team. And that is our ultimate goal, to be the best football team that we can and win a state title. I'd be lying to you if I said that wasn't still a goal of ours. But we also want them to know that we care about you more off the field, too. You know, we're trying to get you into college, whether it's Division I, II, or III. We're going to do the best we can to find the perfect fit for you and be honest with you about your ability. And I think that's the thing. We don't make promises. I tell kids all the time, if a coach says he's going to get you a scholarship offer, have him write it down in paper that if he doesn't get it for you, that he'll pay for you to go to school. And if he does that, go to that place. But there's no coach in America that's going to do that. So, you know, these are empty promises. We're trying to be honest with them. And it's tough love, too. You know, we don't baby our kids. We're tough on them. And they respect that at the end of the day. The parents respect it. The kids respect it. And, again, we've got so many kids that come back. I hate to call them kids because they're grown men now.
But we've got
so many people that come back and are always in our kids' ears that it helps reinforce the message that we have.
Yeah. And a lot of these kids, like when you say an E.J. Biggers or a Wiggins or guys like Jonathan Cyprian or Louis Delmas or Max Jean Gillis, who've made it to that next level, they started right where those kids are now. They were the same kids that, you know, came out of Washington Park or came out of, you know, the North Miami Beach area. That's real. And the other day, you know, you're having some of the younger kids who, you know, were still in college on the sideline, you know, Phil Dunham, who arguably is going to be one of the best defensive backs in the country over the next couple of years. How much of an impact does that make, Coach, you know, for those kids, you know, those sophomores and those juniors, seeing guys who played in the NFL, guys who played at a high level of college football and were at the same position they were as 16 and 17 year old kids?
I think it's huge because you can say stuff, and then if they see it, it's two different things. I think, you know, the ability to see kids that stuck with it. You know, PJ, Philip Dunham is a prime example. He was with us for all 4 years, and he probably could have gone anywhere around Dade County to play, but he stayed with us for 4 years. So I think the benefits are there, you know, that if you see it because that guy's on the sideline or he's calling you. Our kids do a great job of calling, you know, the kids that are still in high school and talking to them and being in their ear, whether it's a safety like Cyprian calling somebody or whatever the case may be. Our kids keep that bond and keep that going. And that's the one thing, you know, probably the reason I've stayed so long is it's home. It's home for not only me, but it's home for everybody else that's played there. And we've got the opportunity to always come back and be a part of something. And we encourage ours to do it. And, you know, I joked the other day with the one of the college guys that came into our school, and I said, you know, these days you probably won't see another Jeff Brittany or Teddy Bridgewater that goes to their alma mater and coaches, because what is an alma mater to these kids that have been to 2 and 3 and 4 different schools? Yeah. That's the one thing we can offer that other people don't. Our kids are there for 4 years. They're going to work hard for 4 years, and they're going to be proud graduates when they get done.
No doubt. And there's not a lot. Like you said, Teddy Bridgewater, you look at Coach Berg, Coach Heidelberg, who played quarterback at Norland, and he, you know, he's been at his school for a long time. But you're right. You don't see a lot of that loyalty. And you learned it. Obviously, your dad was the first head coach at the school. Your granddad coached guys like Silvio Cordosa and also Ted Hendricks at Hialeah. So you've been immersed in the game. I remember when you walked around when you're 3. So that makes me 100 years old. So, but obviously it kind of taught you a little bit about the game and how, you know, not only the X's and O's, but how to coach and how to handle kids. Before I let you go, your schedule. Obviously, you play a very challenging schedule, but you give the kids, and I think it's a great idea, that you go out of the area. You go to Georgia, you go to North Florida, you played South Sumter, you played Knoxville, you played the Lake City Columbia, who you're playing again. You played Lake Mary with Noah Grubbs, who's going to be coming down here to play Cardinal Gibbons in the opening game. But it gives your kids an opportunity to bound, you know, each other, and they find out a little bit more about each other rather than just see them in class or on the football field. Talk about that.
Yeah, we kind of made that decision a couple years ago that we were going to try to do as much as we can to travel. We're going to Auburn, Alabama this year. We go to Charlotte on the West Coast. We go to Lake Mary, like you said, in Columbia. So we're taking 4 trips this year. And it's a great experience for the kids to see other parts of the state or another state, as well as, like you said, get to know each other a little bit differently than the constraints of a school, a classroom, or even practice. It's an opportunity for us all to grow. It's actually one of the more relaxed times I have up until game day, because I'm there with my coaches and my family and my players, and we're having a great time together. And, you know, we do different things. We go, you know, to different places. We went to a war memorial museum while we were up there, and it just gives them an opportunity to experience things they wouldn't. And then on the football side, it's great football. It prepares us for what we have to play down here, because we do play some of the better teams in those areas. And it's true Friday Night Lights. I mean, when we went to Alabama, yeah, we played in front of 15,000 people. We went to Lounge. They had the lights that came on and off, just like the college stadiums, and we played in front of 15,000. And from what I'm told, Auburn, Alabama is going to be a similar situation. So it's a great experience that, you know, not everybody can say that they'll have done in their high school career.
No doubt. Jeff Bertani, head coach at North Miami Beach, third longest tenured in the state. Earl Garcia, obviously, at Hillsborough, has been there for many years. Verlin Dorman, he's been at Trinity Christian in Jacksonville for a number of years. And we know you're going to be there at least 7 more years. So you got your 2 sons coming up. They'll be there over the next couple years. Obviously, your family's very oriented. Your wife is right there with you guys at all times. And I can't thank you enough, Jeff, for taking the time. I miss a lot of the games when you used to play. There were a lot of fun times, and with all the players you play with, and it was always great. And still, I love catching up with you. I try to get to as many games as possible. I'm all over the state now and doing a lot of stuff, but it was great seeing you at your game, and keep up the great work.
Obviously, definitely. Thank you, Larry. Same with you. We appreciate all you do for us, man.
Good stuff. Coach Jeff Bertani, North Miami Beach Senior High School. Listen, he's been around a while. And, you know, people always, oh, they don't win. Yeah, he wins. And he wins in life. He's got as many NFL guys and high-level college kids as anybody. He teaches. He coaches. When you're going against programs that recruit, and, you know, it's just tough to compete with them sometimes. But he still keeps his kids and develops. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts. Now, they treat athletes of all level. Elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we wrap things up for a Monday evening. Kenny Williams, FIU commit from Gulliver Prep, is next.